Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm's Halloween Special. I'm Dave Radlauer. In this Bewitched Hour, a Memphis exorcism. Screamin' Jay Hawkins will put a spell on you. Lee Presson is the boogeyman. You'll visit haunted houses, meet mysterious Moes, and hear about a little man who wasn't there. We start with Glenn Miller and vocalist Dorothy Clare, Swinging at the Seance.
On a rock along the countryside, at precisely 12 o'clock, the spooks began to rise. Swinging at the seance, 12 ticks. Swinging at the seance, hot licks with the medium in trance. How that horn began to play. Seance, five men swinging at the seance, jive men. When the trumpet blasted out, all the spooks began to shout. That music came through so sweetly low down, yet nobody knew who was ripping around. At the seance, black coats swinging at the seance, blue notes. Why the trumpet could have won a cup, its jiving broke the seance up. And who do you think did the getting away? No one else but Billy May.
Midnight fling, the merrymaking was in full swing. They shrieked themselves into a cheerful trance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. A goblin giggled with fiendish glee. A shout rang out from the big banshee. Amazement was in every ghostly glance when the skeleton in the closet started to dance. All the witches were in stitches while the steps made rhythmic thumps, and they nearly dropped the broomsticks when he tried to do the bumps. You never heard such unearthly laughter or such hilarious groans when the skeleton in the closet rattled his bones. Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh, that's fun. Trumpeter and vocalist Nat Ganella's Georgians, a tight little band from London in 1937, The Skeleton in the Closet, which had been introduced by Louis Armstrong the previous year in the film Pennies from Heaven. This Jazz Rhythm Halloween special began with an unissued Glenn Miller radio transcription from 1941. I'm Dave Radlauer. Still ahead in this fun hour are Cab Calloway, more from Glenn Miller, Royal Society Jazz Orchestra, Leon Redbone, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins. Well, the spectral spirit of Halloween can throw an eerie light on songs and song titles, such as the title song to Memphis singer Deanne Price's CD, To Hell With Love. Then after Squirrel Nut Zipper Girl Catherine Whelan Raises Hell, one of my Halloween favorites, an English music hall ditty that recalls the ghost of Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn, if you recall from English history, had her head cut off by King Henry, with her head tucked underneath her arm.
I'm gonna like somebody and let them like me. Going further means chains, and I was born to be free. To hell with love. To hell with love. I'll find a way to keep from getting in too deep. To hell with love. I like to sleep when night comes and laugh every day. You're in love, it just doesn't work that way. To hell with love. To hell with love. I'm gonna back up fast so love stays in my past. To hell with love.
Town. I drive well gone from the fold. Water's gone from the wallow. There's nothing left but the cold. And I raise hell every day.
The ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare.
He declares.
For Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife.
King Henry's wife.
Until he made the headsman Bobbert heir.
Bobbert heir.
Ah, yes, he did her wrong long years ago.
Long years ago.
And she comes up at night to tell him so.
So, so, so.
With her
head
tucked.
Tucked.
Underneath her arm she walks the bloody tower with her head
tucked
underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to haunt King Henry, she means giving him what for.
What for?
Gadzook, she's going to tell him off for having spilt her gore.
Her gore.
And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread.
Gives a spread.
For all his pals and gals, a ghostly crew.
A ghostly crew.
The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread.
And cuts the bread.
Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the do.
To queer the do.
She holds her head up with a wild war whoop.
Blue, blue, blue.
And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup.
Soup, soup,
with her head
tucked
underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her
head
tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentries think that it's a football that she carries in. And when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Army going to win?" They think that it's Red Grange instead of poor old Anne Boleyn, with their head tucked underneath their arm. Along the drafty corridors for miles and miles she goes.
She goes.
She often catches cold, poor thing, it's cold there when it blows.
It blows.
And it's awfully awkward for the Queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm. With her head tucked underneath her arm.
We ended that set where we started, in Memphis, the Memphis Exorcism by the Squirrel Nut Zippers, a set that began with Memphis singer Deanne Price and her boyfriends. To Hell with Love, the title tune of her CD available on her Genuine Memphis Music label from her website, www.dianeprice.com. Catherine Whalen led a Squirrel Nut Zipper contingent in Raising Hell, and Rudy Valley led his troupe of Connecticut Yankees with vocalist Cyril Smith through a jolly good English music hall classic with her head tucked underneath her arm. Still ahead on this Jazz Rhythm Halloween special, Cab Calloway performs Black Magic. We meet a little man who wasn't there. Visit a couple of haunted houses and zip through a St. Louis cemetery. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm, Spooky Swing, Scary Blues, and Red Hot Jazz, Old and New. This next cat originally wanted to be an operatic baritone, but he went into rhythm and blues in the 50s to make a living, and became best known for a sort of boogeyman, voodoo doctor stage persona. He dressed in turbans, wildly colored capes and costumes in garish colors. He used stage props like snakes, skulls and shrunken heads, and fireworks. And this guy's trademark stunt was shocking his audiences by jumping out of a coffin, first suggested by rock and roll promoter Alan Freed. "Me?" he asked Freed. "Not me," he later recalled, saying that Freed laid down a $100 bill, but I still said no. He laid down another $100 bill. I weakened. When he put down another, I said, "Show me the coffin." The man? Screamin' Jay Hawkins. The song, "I Put a Spell on You."
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
shadows stormed on by him. He heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or ride in on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride. Doomed to chase the devil's herd across these lonesome skies. A yippee-yay-yay, oh yippee-yay-o. A ghost herd in the sky.
A wild one, Bedlam Ballroom, the Squirrel Nut Zippers, from their Sold Out CD on the Mammoth Records label. We started with Screamin' Jay Hawkins in 1956, a classic, I Put a Spell on You. Ghost Riders in the Sky was the inimitable and irascible Lee Presson and the Nails from his 1999 CD Swing is Dead, self-published on the Irascible Records label and available through his website, swingordie.com. By the way, there's a link to some of these great websites, including Lee Presson's, at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. I'm Dave Radlauer. Yet to come on this Jazz Rhythm Halloween special, Black Magic from Cab Calloway, Leon Redbone in a Haunted House, and another from Screamin' Jay. In this next set, one more from Lee Presson, who just loves to play the boogeyman.